Corbyn government would lift NHS pay cap. Roger Dave, Unison Health Sector Conference delegate, personal capacity. At Public Service Union Unison's recent health sector conference, Shadow Health Secretary John Ashworth promised that any forthcoming Labour government would end the NHS pay cap. This vicious policy imposed by the Tories and Lib Dems has led to real terms wage cuts of 12% in the NHS over 7 years, an unprecedented fall in living standards for health workers. The SAMA, interviewed on the Andrew Mayer show, repeatedly refused to blame the pay cap for nurses being forced to use food banks to survive. A record 700 nurses and healthcare assistants applied for hardship grants last year, while more and more turned to payday loans. So all health workers will welcome this policy announcement. Ashworth stated there would be an independent pay review body. Unfortunately, previous pay review bodies have proved to be totally ineffective, like the current one, which just works to the government pay envelope. What a Labour government needs to do is immediately bring in a minimum wage of £10 an hour without exemptions, as a step towards a real living wage, plus a new pay settlement that would recover all the money workers have lost over the last 7 years. This should be part of an overall plan for a publicly owned, democratically run, fully funded comprehensive health service, free at the point of use, a socialist NHS. Full report from Unison Health Conference. Stop press. Jeremy Corbyn has announced he would scrap the Tories' SDP cuts program for the NHS.